Brenly KWHI 1280 is proud to bring you the Brenham High School School Athletic Program Award. Coming to you from Silver Wings, the broadcast tonight is sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue, Performing Health and Wellness, Standards Health, Home Health and Hospice, and Intech Pest Management. We'll go out to the Athletic Awards Program with your host, Fred Montana, after these words from our sponsors.
Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the Brenham High School Athletic Awards Program. At Nathan's Barbecue, it ain't no fib about their rib. Nathan's Barbecue serves delicious barbecue plates, barbecue by the pound, or barbecue sandwiches, and delicious sides 7 days a week. Plus, if your mouth is watering for something other than barbecue, check out their lunch specials served Monday through Friday from 11 till 2. Hurry to Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Are you living with everyday stress? Maybe you're an injured athlete or weekend warrior. Let Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder of Performance Health and Wellness take care of your pain. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder integrates chiropractic care, physical medicine, rehabilitation, and massage to achieve optimum results for all types of injuries. Performance Health and Wellness, 306 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Call 979-451-9111. Visit online at phwbrenham.com.
All right, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 2016 edition of the Brenham High School Athletic Awards Banquet. And again, a big change for that this year is it is a banquet. Everybody is here at Silver Wings Ballroom eating a nice barbecue meal here today. And everyone is ready to get some awards handed out. I'm, of course, Craig Montana with you here this evening as we're going to recognize and honor the fantastic student scholars. I mean, I should say scholar athletes. There we go. Scholar athletes here at Brenham High School. Always a fantastic season all year long for these students. Participating in all the athletic events from cross country and track to golf, soccer, basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball, football, and of course cheerleading and Special Olympics as well. We'll be honored here tonight. Now they'll give out various awards from the Coaches Award or the Ed Pothel Coaches Award, so named last year for our very own sports doc Ed Pothel. Also, the they'll give out the Booster Club Awards, going out to the highest grade point average for each sport. And then they'll also give out some various other awards, the Joe Rout Award, the Big Stick Award, Gold Glove Award, also the Owen E. Erickson Award. We get out at the end of the night for those various male and female athletes who are multi-sport athletes here for Brenham High School. So a great evening is set for us tonight. MC, of course, the sports doc Ed Pothel, get things going here before long. We're almost at 6:30. Things should be getting started here momentarily. As I take a look at the food line, it looks like everybody's got their food, and they're ready to get this thing underway. We've got this place is packed from wall to wall here at Silver Wings Ballroom. We've got all kinds of folks here, not just the athletes, but their parents and probably some grandparents here as well. And, of course, you at home listening, we appreciate you tuning in for this evening as we honor these student athletes here for Brenham High School. Once again, various sports that went on, not only into the playoffs, but deep in the playoffs, into the district and by-district rounds, area, region, into the state meets as well. So we're going to honor all those individuals here this evening. We'll also hear remarks from Coach Glenn West, the athletic director. He'll speak on some topics and our start tonight. We're going to have Michael Groves who'll give us our welcoming here this evening, get things started here before long. This is again the 2016 Brenham High School Athletic Awards Banquet. We live from Silver Wings of Ballroom with me, Craig Montana. And I always like to thank Jimbo Hafner, who allows us to be here. I'm kind of behind the scenes where all the magic happens at Silver Wings, and allow me to be back here and to broadcast this live here this evening so that you can have the experience for yourself. Now, don't forget that we'll have plenty of pictures coming up tonight. They'll be on our website tomorrow morning at some point, or some point tomorrow, I should say. It depends on when the sports site can get it all uploaded. Then, of course, the big-time winners from tonight as well. So the senior athletes, of course, the Owen E. Erickson Award winners and various other award winners will be part of the Brenham Sports Line, which will be a special Tuesday edition tomorrow evening. And so we normally have it on Monday. It'll be tomorrow night, Tuesday evening, beginning at 5:35. Regular start time, just a different day. So tune in for that here from these students, these athletes, tomorrow night here on the Bruno Sports Line Live here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Once again, we're things should be started here before long. And as well, we wait things to get started. We'll sit back in the studios, hear more from our sponsors here on KWHI.
Standards Home Health and Hospice, covering all of Central Texas, is your local hometown health care provider. Their experienced, reliable staff provides the highest quality care and the comfort and convenience of your home. And when you must make the decision for hospice care, Standards' compassionate and professional team is here for you and your family. Call 1-888-671-7007 for a free in-home consultation. That's 1-888-671-7007 for Standards Home Health and Hospice, raising the standards in health care.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
Once again, welcome back. The 2016 edition of the Brenham High School Athletic Awards ceremony, or get a banquet this year, is a little bit changed from years past. Normally, they fed the athletes, they fed the students at the Brenham High School, the cafeteria, then had the awards ceremony in the auditorium at the high school. This year, wanted to open it back up to all the parents who a lot of hard work, a lot of time into these individuals for these kids, so they're going to had that big banquet here tonight, again, a barbecue dinner here at Silver Wings Ballroom, and there is plenty of folks in here tonight enjoying a great meal. And we have Ed Pothel just got to the podium, who says we're going to get started here in just a moment, so we're going to let folks get to their seats. And we got a couple of kids up, a lot of pictures to be taken, a lot of memories talked about here tonight. Of course, they had a great slideshow presentation, said pictures from out the past year for different sports and the athletes as well. Good to see that. So, once again, we're just a few minutes away from getting this thing started here tonight. Silver Wings Ballroom. Again, we'll have pictures of this event on our website tomorrow morning and a complete list of the winners as well. You can see on our website, kwhi.com. We'll talk about it throughout the morning, tomorrow morning on sports. And, of course, the Brenham Sports Line tomorrow night, beginning at 5:35 tomorrow evening on Tuesday, a special Tuesday edition to the banquet tonight. We'll have the winners on the show. Of course, the Owen E. Erickson Award winners, a couple of seniors as well, will be joining the sports talk for the Brenham Sports Line tomorrow evening here on KWHI. Once again, this is the Brenham High School Athletic Awards banquet. Craig Montana, your radio personality, I guess you should say, and the sports psych Ed Pothel, our host, our MC for the evening, and he's look like he's at the podium and about ready to get things started here. And just one, we got just a few more folks to get left to get to their seats here tonight. You hear the sports talk there saying he wants to get things started, so then we're about ready to get underway, and just a few minutes after 6:30, they said they get things started tonight, so not too bad. And we'll take this all to a conclusion. A lot to get through tonight. All the sports be recognized, not only the varsity members that will be get recognized. Also, they'll have the JV members here as well, and, of course, the awards given away, Coaches Award, and so named the Sports Psych Ed Pothel Coaches Award. They renamed that last year. Also, the Booster Club Awards for the highest GPAs and the various other special awards. All right, with that, let's send it to the podium, the Sports Psych Ed Pothel here on KWHI.
Athletic Awards Banquet. I'm your host for this evening, Ed Pothel from KWHI, KTEX 106, known as the Sports Doc. Glad to be back again this year as we celebrate an incredible group of scholar athletes. And first of all, I'm going to take care of some business. We are going to, ask the members of the BISD Board of Trustees. Any BISD Board of Trustees members, please stand. Thank you for being here tonight. school district administrators, please stand. BISD administrators, please stand. All right. And, of course, this event would not be possible if it weren't for the hard work of the members of the Burnham Booster Club. Members of the Booster Club, please stand and be recognized. Thank you. All right. Now, something like this, something like the success that Burnham High School Athletics sees year in and year out would not be possible if it weren't for incredible leadership at the helm. The man who has been the leader of this program year in and year out, who has surrounded himself with the greatest group of coaches and assistant coaches responsible for the success that Burnham High School has seen over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, the athletic director from Burnham High School, Coach Glenn West.
Thank you, Ed. My glasses on so I can see. First of all, I'd like to thank our administration, both at central office and at the high school. And I'd like to give a special recognition at this time to Steve Skirla, which has been working with me for several years and been at every event, and we just really appreciate you, Steve. If you would stand up one more time, Steve. Thank you. Also, really appreciate the board being here tonight and Mr. Oschenbeck being here. Really, really appreciate that. And so, big night for Brenham Athletics. We could not do this without our Booster Club president that they met and decided as a Booster Club they wanted to move it back here. And he came and asked me if it was okay. I said, it's going to be a lot of work. He said, we're not afraid of work. We can do it. And that's Michael Groves and all of those that put it on back here. It's a great event, beautiful job, and we really, really appreciate it. Michael Groves, thank you. You know, I don't know if you understand how fortunate you are, whether you're an athlete or a parent of an athlete or just a fan, that we live in a community that actually has its own radio station and broadcasts your events, a newspaper that's able to record everything that goes on. That doesn't happen in most places. You're so fortunate for that to happen. And I'd like at this time to thank Ed Pothel for what he does in the voice of the Cubs and the Cubettes. Ed, thank you. I'd also like at this time for every senior athlete that is going to move on to college next year, a senior that is going on to the next level, please stand at this time. Not to play, just to go to college. Please stand. That is truly what we're all about, is trying to advance our athletes into being better people and bettering themselves. At this time, there are some individuals that I would like to recognize that did some amazing things. These were state finalists. In cross country, Meredith Clayton. We also had a male in Jared Ellis, but he has moved away, and so he's not here tonight. From the swim team, the 400 freestyle relay team of Todd Johns, Mackenzie Niler, Hudson Smith, and Jacob Pyle. Please stand. From the track team, Dion Earls and Antoine Lister. And if Hudson would stand back up, he is the two-time state champion in the 200 and the 400 breaststroke. Where is Hudson? Stand up one time. and he has another year to do it again. I'm not going to shy away from the fact, as we're getting into today and talking about the success of our athletics this year, that we didn't have as much success this year as we've had in years past as far as deep runs into the playoffs and district champions. And there probably could be some people outside of the program that might look at this year and say, I'm not sure this year was a success. That could be said. And I'm here to argue that point. Because as a coach, one of the first things that you do is you try to start and form a team. In Tony Dungy's definition of what a team is, he said it's when a group of individuals with a stated mission and purpose and a commitment to accomplish that purpose come together. I think that's happened in so many places, and that's our number one goal, is to start that team. The second part of a team is for young men and women to learn through adversity and learn how to overcome, and each day learn to get better and better so that one day they can turn around and teach others how to get through the same adversity. I think that's happened as well. You know, I tell our young men this story, and I'm going to tell it to you very quickly, of the eagle. Our football players have heard this before, but it's an interesting story when you go to look. First of all, the eagle lives to be 70 years old, much like a human. Secondly, an eagle has one mate for life. Third, when an eagle is 35 years old, it starts to make a change. Its beak starts to curve around where it can no longer rip open its food. Its talons start to curl where it can't catch its prey anymore. And the feathers on its chest get thicker and harder, and it can't fly anymore. So at age 35, it has a choice to make. It can go up to its nest and sit and let somebody else take care of it. Or it goes to a rock, and the guys can tell you the story, and it beats its head against the rock until the beak comes off. And a new beak comes on so it can work again. And then it does the same thing with its talons until they knock them off. And then it takes its feathers and it plucks it so that new feathers come in that are much smaller. To me, if God created an animal to have to go through that adversity to be able to live 35 years, I think we're meant to go through the same thing. And I think athletics is the place where that happens so many times. There's so many people in this room that put countless time and effort into what they wanted. And sometimes it didn't turn out exactly the way they had planned. A lot of times it didn't. And sometimes they may even get injured. And sometimes they may lose the loss of their legs. But the neat thing is, through athletics, and I feel like it's God ordained, that we're to get up against that wall and beat that beak till we get a new one, till we can walk again. I don't think our country teaches that anymore, but I think we teach that in athletics. And you can be proud as a parent, and you can be proud as an athlete. You understand that. And you will be successful, and successful for life. And I'm very, very privileged and happy to be standing up here tonight and being involved in this group. At this time, I would like for you to thank these athletes for all their hard work. As I get ready to sit down, the last thing I'd like to say is we would like to give everybody in here an award. That's not going to happen. People are going to get awards, and it may work out the way you want it to, and it may not. It's to the best of our ability. But remember, we are in a team game, and there is sacrifice that goes on. I also ask that each person in here have the respect for all the time and the hours that each sport and each individual has gone through, that you would be polite enough to let them have their day when their name is called. I ask that you turn your cell phones off and I ask that you give the respect to everybody that's brought up here that they deserve. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Coach. All right, and as he told, as Coach told the story of the Eagle, it reminded me of what our coach told us when I was playing high school football. He compared us to an animal. It wasn't an eagle. It was a banana slug. We won one game in 3 years, so you know where that came from. In fact, we didn't have a celebration like this in my high school. We had a funeral at the end of the year. We basically all just sat around and the cheerleaders cried and we just all kind of stared at the floor a lot. But this is a celebration. So without any further ado, let's kick this pig and leave it squealing from the feeling. We are going to start, first of all, by thanking everybody that is here tonight and everybody that's listening in on KWHI and KWHI.com. We do want to remind everybody at the end, award winners at the end, gather at the stage for pictures. The parents are going to want pictures, the newspaper wants pictures, and we want pictures for our website. So if you win an award, after the program, please come to the front and have your pictures taken. Now, each sport will be giving out the Booster Club Award for grade point average. Each sport will be giving out the Coach's Award. And I do want to thank Coach Glenn West. Last year, the Coach's Awards were renamed the Ed Pavel Coach's Awards, and it's one of the proudest moments of my life. Thank you, Coach. And also, also, we will be giving out the MVP awards that are sponsored in part by KWHI. And then we will also be giving out some special awards as well. So let's start this off, as we do every year, with my favorite event. Athletics for just the true meaning of athletics. The Special Olympians. Will Coach Angela Moore please come to the stage, along with Assistant Coach Kristen Kostin. And our Special Olympians, please stand as your name is called. Christian Grauender. Cheyenne Tuck. Marcus McCour. Mackenzie Lasagna. McKenna Herrera. And Cole Wright. Our Special Olympians. Please come to the stage when your name is called to receive your certificate. The Ed Pavel Coaches Award goes to Cole Wright.
Thank you. you.
Now, what would an athletic event be without the cheerleaders? The Brenham Cheerleaders, UCA Cheer Camp Champions in Spirit Stick, Top Banana, Extreme Champions, and Most Improved Mascot Award. Now, let's give the cheerleaders a round of applause for their support all year. The cheer coaches, Elisa Taylor and Debbie Featherston. Freshman cheerleaders, please stand. Junior varsity cheerleaders, please stand. Varsity cheerleaders, stand as your name is called. Tori Bossi, Crystal Darkus, Elijah Jones, Lois Kate Colcorst, Ansley Malik, Gabby Moe, Juju Pyle, Maddie Rabarski, Taylor Thomas, Brittany Wagers, and Gracie Westerfeld. Mascots, please stand. Ariana Cunningham and Cameron McCoy. Cub Pride, please stand as your name is called. Zach Barnes, Cameron Drain, Harper Groves, Jackson Hill, Todd Johns, Trevor Lockwood, Alex Martin, Drayton Morgan, and Julius Nahara. Cheerleaders, mascot honorees, please stand and remain standing until all names have been announced. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold your applause until the conclusion of the honors. UCA All-Americans, Tori Bossi, Elijah Jones, Lois Kate Colcorst, Ansley Malik, Juju Pyle, Taylor Thomas, Brittany Wagers, and Gracie Westerfeld. UCA All-American mascot, Ariana Cunningham and Cameron McCoy. And UCA staff nominees, Ansley Malik, Gabby Moe, and Brittany Wagers. Please come to the stage as your name is called to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Taylor Thomas. The Cheer Captain Certificates go to Ansley Malik, Gabby Moe, and Brittany Wagers. The Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Juju Pyle and Gracie Westerfeld. Congratulations. course, a successful program such as this would not be possible if the athletes weren't being trained and instructed at the earliest levels. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brenham Junior High coaching staff, please stand and be recognized. Junior high coaches, please stand. Athletic trainers, please stand and be recognized. Philip Bartlett and Audrey Victor. Student trainers, please stand and be recognized. Destiny Cook, Crystal Darkus, Hannah Emsoff, Cecily Engelhart, Corinne Jordan, Brooke Kinesny, Destiny Morgan, Terica Preston, and Mason Rosenbaum, the student trainers. All right, now let's move on to cross country. The Cubettes finished fifth in the district, regional qualifier, state qualifier. Cubs third place in the district, eighth place at regionals, state qualifier. Head coach of the cross country team, Trenton Hall, please come to the stage. Assistant coach, Donna Williams, please come to the stage. Managers, please come to the stage to receive your certificate. Caden Miller and Zachary Taylor. Junior varsity cross country runners, please stand. Junior varsity, please stand. Varsity runners, please stand as your name is called. Alexis Ankoviak, Gracie Blankenberg, Meredith Clayton, Jarrett Ellis, Justin Grafe, Jasmine Green, Bailey Grunder, Bryson Gully, Mina Kraft, Trevor Lockwood, Palmer Nix, Michelle Olivares, Caroline Schultz, Jordan Smith, and Hunter Tomaszewski. Honorees, please stand and remain standing until all names have been announced. And please hold your applause until all have been introduced. All district, Meredith Clayton and Jarrett Ellis. All region, Meredith Clayton and Jarrett Ellis. Academic All State, Trevor Lockwood. Regional qualifiers, Meredith Clayton, Jarrett Ellis, Justin Grafe, Bryson Gully, Trevor Lockwood, Palmer Nix, Michelle Olivares, and Jordan Smith. And state qualifiers, please come to the stage to receive your certificate, Meredith Clayton and Jarrett Ellis. Please come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Award goes to Trevor Lockwood. The Ed Powell Coaches Awards go to Alexis Ankoviak, Caroline Schultz, Bryson Gully, and Trevor Lockwood. The Most Valuable Runner Awards go to Meredith Clayton and Misael Olivares. Congratulations. Cubettes were 27-10 this year, 9-5 in district. The head coach of the Cubettes is Debbie Yeager. Assistant coaches Ian Calandra, Kelly Baker, Amanda Drotty, and Bridget Weiss. Please come to the stage. Manager, please come to the stage and receive your certificate, Caitlin Wick. Members of the freshman volleyball team, please stand. Members of the junior varsity volleyball team, please stand. Varsity players, stand as your name is called. Kiana Bimage, Allie Krausen, Shay Harris, Brianna Jerkins, Kelly Jordan, Bailey Conjura, Courtney Lewis, Avery Schrader, Hannah Schwartz, Avery Simank, Hadley Webb, Jordan Wellman, Jordan Williams, and Catherine Whitner. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. Please hold your applause until all have been introduced. The District 19-5A Most Valuable Hitter, Hadley Webb. The District Most Valuable Blocker, Kiana Bimage. All District, Allie Krausen and Avery Schrader. Honorable Mention, All District, Kelly Jordan, Jordan Wellman, and Jordan Williams. Academic, All District, Kiana Bimage, Allie Krausen, Shay Harris, Brianna Jerkins, Kelly Jordan, Bailey Conjura, Avery Schrader, Hannah Schwartz, Hadley Webb, Jordan Wellman, Jordan Williams, and Catherine Whitner. Academic All-State, please come to the stage to receive your certificate. Hannah Schwartz and Jordan Wellman. Honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called to receive your certificate. The Booster Club Award to Bailey Kenjura. The Ed Pothel Coaches Award goes to Hannah Schwartz and Jordan Wellman. The Defensive Most Valuable Player Awards go to Kiana Bimage and Shay Harris. Offensive Most Valuable Player Award goes to Allie Krausen. And the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Hadley Webb. Congratulations. Figures, after I got up here, they'd start handing out the bluebell. Nice. And now, Brenham Cub football. The Brenham Cubs were 4-7 this year, but qualified for the bi-district playoffs. Head coach Glenn West, assistant coaches Brett Mauser, Tim Erline, Mike Adams, Noe Castellanos, Ryan Cook, Brian Harris, Ryan Martin, Stephen Puckett, Ryan Roberson, Jesse Shiflett, and Jason Teague. Please come to the stage. Freshman football players, please stand. Freshman football coaches, please stand. Chris Andreas, Calvin King, Eric Lewis, and Trey Merrick. Sophomore football team, please stand. Junior varsity football team, please stand. Cub football players, please stand as your name is called and remain standing until all have been introduced. Jose Aguado, Hunter Alley, Colson Altman, Andrew Batchman, Raquan Bell, Marquez Bimage, Ricky Burns, DeBrandon Charles, London Crawford, Saul Cruz, Travis Davis, Sam Gatner, Josu Hernandez, John Holman, Kionis Houston, Dion Jefferson, Ralph Calli, Henry Kettler, Shannon Lambert, Tanner Little, Garrett Longhofer, Tamaris McWilliams, Montarius Moore, George Newman, Terrell Nickerson, Jacob Erline, Tien Pham, Alex Pittman, Eric Preston, Dewan Ramirez, Kevon Shepard, Cade Simmons, Tremaine Swede, Dylan Tilleman, Halen Tilley, Holden Vega, Darvis Watson, and Devin Williams. Honorees, please stand as your name is called and remain standing until all have been announced. Audience, please hold your applause until all have been introduced. First team, all district, Marquez Bimage, George Newman, Kevon Shepard, Tremaine Swede, and Darvis Watson. Second team, all district, Jose Aguado, Raquan Bell, Tamaris McWilliams, Eric Preston, Dewan Ramirez, and Dylan Tilleman. Honorable mention, all district, Colson Altman, Sam Gatner, John Holman, Henry Kettler, Jacob Erline, Tien Pham, Tremaine Swede, and Devin Williams. Associated Press, honorable mention, all state, Kevon Shepard. Academic, all district, Jose Aguado, Hunter Alley, Henry Kettler, Garrett Longhofer, George Newman, Jacob Erline, Tien Pham, Dylan Tilleman, and Devin Williams. Texas High School Coaches Association, Texas Army National Guard First Team Academic All-State, Henry Kettler, Garrett Longhofer, and George Newman. Texas High School Coaches Association, Texas Army National Guard, honorable mention, academic All-State, Hunter Alley. Congratulations. Honorees, come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Award goes to Jose Aguado. The Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Halen Tilley and Jacob Erline. Most Valuable Defensive Player Award goes to Kevon Shepard. The Most Valuable Offensive Player Award goes to Darvis Watson. The most Most Valuable Player Awards go to Sam Gattner and Dylan Tielemann. In every Cub football broadcast on KWHI, we present the John Breeden Star of the Game Awards on offense and defense. Then at the end of the year, we vote on the players of the year. The KWHI John Breeden Most Valuable Player on Defense Award goes to Marquez Bimage. And the KWHI John Breeden Most Valuable Offensive Players Awards go to Jose Aguado and Hunter Alley. Now the most prestigious of the football awards. The time-honored Joe Rout Award is Brenham's version of the Heisman. It goes to a player that combines talent with leadership and citizenship and displays what is great about being a Brenham Cub football player. This year's Joe Rout Award winner, Tremaine Swede. Congratulations. The Brenham swim team. The Cubettes were district runner-up. The boys, district runner-up. Fourth place at regionals. 13th at state. Head coach of the Brenham swim team, Jeff Clayton. The boys, Region 5 Coach of the Year. Assistant coach Donovan Koski. Brenham High swimmers, please stand as your name is called. Charisma Alvarado, Hannah Bowles, Jacob Bergauer, Meredith Clayton, Emily Connor, Nikita Delphin, Christian Falcon, Jaden Gerlitz, Julie Hemp, Shayna Holt, Todd Johns, Addie McCain, Megan Mick, Mac Naylor, Alisa Perez, Jacob Pyle, Tyler Reeves, Alvina Roberson, Gracie Robertson, Marisol Rodriguez, Courtney Sheffield, Hudson Smith, Noah Tanner, Emma Thomas, and Dalton Walla. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. Remain standing. Audience, please hold your applause until the end. The district 19-5A Swimmer of the Year, Hudson Smith. First team all district, Todd Johns, Megan Mick, Mac Naylor, and Jacob Pyle. Second team all district, Hannah Bowles, Meredith Clayton, Emily Connor, Christian Falcon, Jaden Gerlitz, Addie McCain, Gracie Robertson, Courtney Sheffield, and Noah Tanner. Honorable mention all district, Shanna Holt and Dalton Walla. Region 5 Swimmer of the Year, Hudson Smith. Second team All-Region, Todd Johns and Jacob Pyle. Honorable mention, All-Region, Mac Naylor. Region Qualifiers, Hannah Bowles, Meredith Clayton, Emily Connor, Christian Falcon, Jaden Gerlitz, Todd Johns, Addie McCain, Megan Mick, Mac Naylor, Jacob Pyle, Tyler Reeves, Alvin Roberson, Gracie Robertson, Courtney Sheffield, and Noah Tanner. State qualifiers, Todd Johns, Mac Naylor, Jacob Pyle, and Hudson Smith. State Swimmer of the Year, Hudson Smith. Now, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. First team, All-State, Hudson Smith. Second team, All-State, please come to the stage. Todd Johns, Mac Naylor, Jacob Pyle, and Hudson Smith. And honorable mention, All-State, Todd Johns. And ladies and gentlemen, our own state champion in not just one but two events, the 100 breaststroke and the 200 individual medley, Hudson Smith. The Booster Club Awards go to Hannah Bowles and Todd Johns. The Ed Poffel Coaches Awards go to Addie McCain, Gracie Robertson, Todd Johns, Mackenzie Naylor, and Jacob Pyle. Most Valuable Swimmer Awards go to Megan Mick and Hudson Smith. Congratulations. All right. Now, for all you old people in the audience about my age, it's time to get your basketball Jones going. Let's talk Cubette basketball. The Cubettes were 19-13 this year, 8-6 in district, third in the district, by district champs and area finalists. Head coach of the Cubettes, Clayton Harris. Assistant coaches, Arsenio Jeter, Courtney Chambers, and Amanda Drotti. Statisticians, video, and managers, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. Cynthia Graziano, Rosa Ibarra, Jada Phillips, Kiara Thompson, and Michaela Walker. Freshman basketball players, please stand. Junior varsity basketball players, please stand. Members of the varsity, please stand as your name is called. Amanda Almaraz, Shamiria Armstead, Kiana Bimage, Leah Brunel, Taylor Farmer, Cecily Englehart, Alicia Jackson, Brianna Jerkins, Mackenzie Leshner, Detasia Phillips, Isla Williams, and Alicia Winford. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. Remain standing. Audience, hold your applause till all have been introduced. District Most Valuable Player, Alicia Jackson. First Team All-District, Kiana Bimage and Alicia Jackson. Second Team All-District, Shamiria Armstead, Brianna Jerkins, and Cecily Englehart. Honorable mention, All-District, Mackenzie Leshner. TABC All-Region, please come to the stage to receive your certificate, Alicia Jackson. Also, Texas Girls Coaches Association All-Star Selection, Alicia Jackson. Academic All-District, please stand. Amanda Almaraz, Leah Brunel, Rosa Ibarra, Alicia Jackson, Mackenzie Leshner, Isla Williams, and Alicia Winford. Texas Association of Basketball Coaches Academic All-State, please come to the stage to receive your certificate, Isla Williams. Honorees, please come to the stage to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Taylor Farmer. The Ed Poffel Coaches Award goes to Shamiria Armstead. The Most Valuable Defensive Player Award, Cecily Englehart. The Most Valuable Offensive Player, Kiana Bimage. And the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Alicia Jackson. Congratulations. And now, Brenham Cub basketball. The Cubs are 23-7 this year. With a district record of 12-2, they were district champs, by-district champs, area champs, and region quarterfinalists. Head coach of the Cubs is Bruce King. Assistant coaches Calvin King, Eric Lewis, Ryan Roberson, and Jason Teague. Managers, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. Brian Cuevas and Andy Mendoza. Freshman basketball players, please stand. Junior varsity basketball players, please stand. Varsity players, please stand as your name is called. Matt Adams, D'Anthony Cloud, Roger Hall, Jackson Hill, Anthony Hutchinson, Antoine Lister, C.J. Miles, Kendarren Ray, Tremaine Swede, Halen Tilly, Darvis Watson, and Devin Williams. Honorees, stand as your name is called. Remain standing until all have been introduced. Audience, hold your applause. District Most Valuable Player, Antoine Lister. First Team All-District, Roger Hall and C.J. Miles. Second Team All-District, Halen Tilly and Darvis Watson. Honorable mention, DeAnthony Cloud. First Team All-Brazos Valley, Antoine Lister. TABC First Team All-State, Antoine Lister. Now, please come to the stage as your name is called to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Devin Williams. The Ed Poffel Coaches Award goes to DeAnthony Cloud. Most Valuable Defensive Player Award goes to Darvis Watson. The Most Valuable Offensive Player Awards go to Roger Hall and C.J. Miles. And this year's Most Valuable Player Award goes to Antoine Lister. Congratulations. And by the way, Coach King, I picked the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series, so I'm telling you. All right. Now, Cubette Soccer. The Cubettes were 16-3-5 this year with a district record of 9-1-4. They were district runners-up and bi-district champions and area finalists. Head coach of the Cubettes, Brandon Cluck. Assistant coach, Craig Boggin. Guys are sneaky for old guys. Well, the junior varsity Cubettes, please stand. Varsity Cubettes, please stand as your name is called. Avelina Bahena, Natalie Bodie, Anna Bronze, Crystal Darkus, Ashley Fight, Robin Gatner, Sarah Gilberto, Courtney Hayek, Allison Jenkins, Lindy Jenkins, Destiny Morgan, Cassie Musser, Maddie Musser, Vanessa Nahara, Addie Tieleman, Maddie Tomaszewski, and Brittany Wagers. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. Please remain standing. Audience, withhold your applause till all have been introduced. District Keeper of the Year, Cassie Musser. District Co-Offensive Most Valuable Player, Maddie Musser. First Team All-District, Anna Bronze, Ashley Fight, Courtney Hayek, Cassie Musser, Maddie Musser, and Maddie Tomaszewski. Second Team All-District, Natalie Bodie, Robin Gatner, Allison Jenkins, and Destiny Morgan. Academic All-District, Avelina Behena, Anna Bronze, Natalie Bodie, Crystal Darkus, Ashley Fight, Robin Gatner, Courtney Hayek, Allison Jenkins, Lindy Jenkins, Cassie Musser, Maddie Musser, Addie Tieleman, Maddie Tomaszewski, and Brittany Wagers. Tasco Academic All-State, Anna Bronze, Ashley Fight, Courtney Hayek, Allison Jenkins, Cassie Musser, Maddie Tomaszewski, and Brittany Wagers. Honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Award goes to Ashley Fight. The Ed Pothel Coaches Award goes to Natalie Bodie. The Most Valuable Defensive Player Award goes to Ashley Fight. The Most Valuable Offensive Player Award goes to Maddie Musser. The Most Valuable Player Award goes to Cassie Musser. Congratulations. Brenham Cubs Soccer, head coach Hector Guzman and assistant coach Jesse Shiflett. Junior Varsity Cubs, please stand. Varsity members, please stand as your name is called. Saul Cruz, Christian Garcia, Eric Gonzalez, Jared Hoffman, Reagan Jackson, Luis Juarez, Christian Lopez, Tien Pham, Manuel Rincon, Nick Rodriguez, Jose Salas, Jerry Salgado, Terry Stegman, and Gavin Young. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. First team, all district, Nick Rodriguez. Second team, all district, Tien Pham. Honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Award goes to Tien Pham. The Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Eric Gonzalez and Jerry Salgado. The Most Valuable Defensive Player Award goes to Nick Rodriguez. The Most Valuable Offensive Player, Tien Pham. And the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Nick Rodriguez. Congratulations. Now the Brenham tennis team. Head coach of the Brenham tennis team is Coach Roy Thibodeau. Assistant coach, Beverly England. Junior varsity tennis team, please stand. Varsity tennis players, please stand as your name is called. Dalton Barron, Abigail Figueroa, Spencer Flynn, Hunter Griffin, Caitlin Hamilton, Aaron Holt, Harley Lumen, Katie Mursky, Catherine Robinson, Joanna Salazar, Gunnar Smith, Nick Summerauer, Andrew Trossel, and Carly Weideman. Honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Catherine Robinson and Andrew Trossel. Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Catherine Robinson and Aaron Holt. And the Most Valuable Player Awards go to Caitlin Hamilton and Hunter Griffin. Congratulations. And now the Brenham golf team. The Cubettes finished fourth in the district regional qualifier. The Cubs fourth in the district. Head coach of the golf team, Earl the Pearl Hathaway, and assistant coach, Tara Felder. Sub-varsity golfers, please stand. Varsity members, stand as your name is called. Whitney Blaylock, Logan Blundell, Jancy Drotty, Paige Fisher, Justin Jaster, Chase Lackey, Colin Malik, Jacob Erline, Carter Schwartz, and Haley Wheeler. Honorees, please stand. As your name is called, please remain standing and audience hold your applause until all have been introduced. First team, all district, Haley Wheeler. Second team, all district, Logan Blundell. And region qualifier, Haley Wheeler. Honorees, come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Awards go to Haley Wheeler and Jacob Erline. Ed Poffel Coaches Awards go to Whitney Blaylock, Paige Fisher, and Justin Jaster. The Most Valuable Player Awards go to Haley Wheeler and Logan Blundell. And one thing that we missed, Paige Fisher was also honorable mention all district. Congratulations. And now let's move on to Cubette Track and Field. The Cubettes district champions, area runners-up, regional qualifiers, state qualifier. Head coach of the Cubettes, Donna Williams. Assistant coaches, Arsenio Jeter, Trenton Hall, Ryan Martin, and Stephen Puckett. Managers, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. Condria Graves, Jamisha Johnson, and Kiera Mathis. members of the Junior Varsity Track Team, please stand. Members of the varsity, please stand as your name is called. Alexis Ankoviak, Kiana Bimage, Natalie Bodie, Lydia Brock, Meredith Clayton, Crystal Darkus, Kiana Fielder, Jamie Gerlitz, Jasmine Green, Akina Griffin, Katie Hopkins, Cecily Engelhart, Jenna Justice, Lois Kate Colcorst, Courtney Lewis, Diamond Lockett, Destiny Morgan, Maddie Musser, McKenna Schrader, Caroline Schultz, Isla Williams, and Catherine Whitner. Honorees, stand. Please remain standing until all have been introduced. Audience, please hold your applause. Area qualifiers: Alexis Ankoviak, Kiana Bimage, Natalie Bodie, Lydia Brock, Meredith Clayton, Kiana Fielder, Akina Griffin, Cecily Engelhart, Lois Kate Colcorst, Courtney Lewis, Diamond Lockett, Destiny Morgan, Maddie Musser, and McKenna Schrader. Regional qualifiers: Alexis Ankoviak, Natalie Bodie, Lydia Brock, Meredith Clayton, Kiana Fielder, Akina Griffin, Cecily Engelhart, Lois Kate Colcorst, Courtney Lewis, Diamond Lockett, Destiny Morgan, Maddie Musser, and McKenna Schrader. Academic All District: Alexis Ankoviak, Natalie Bodie, Lydia Brock, Meredith Clayton, Jamie Gerlitz, Condria Graves, Akina Griffin, Jenna Justice, Lois Kate Colcorst, Diamond Lockett, Maddie Musser, McKenna Schrader, Caroline Schultz, Isla Williams, and Catherine Whitner. Now, TTFCA Academic All-State, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. Alexis Ankoviak, Natalie Bodie, Lydia Brock, Meredith Clayton, Jamie Gerlitz, Condria Graves, Jenna Justice, Lois Kate Colcorst, Maddie Musser, McKenna Schrader, Caroline Schultz, Isla Williams, and Catherine Whitner. Please come to the stage and receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Lois Kate Colcorst. The Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Alexis Ankoviak, Akina Griffin, Lois Kate Colcorst, and Diamond Lockett. And the most valuable player award goes to McKenna Schrader. Congratulations. Cub track. District runners up, area qualifiers, region qualifiers, state qualifiers. Head coach of the Cubs is Jerry Newman. Assistant coaches Ryan Cook, Arsenio Jeter, Trenton Hall, Brett Mauser, Stephen Puckett, and Jason Teague. Managers, please come to the stage to receive your certificates. Natalia Garza and Cameron McCoy.
You good?
Try.
Sub-varsity track team members, please stand. Varsity members, stand as your name is called. Jose Aguado, Ricky Burns, Colby Colvin, Dion Earls, Darian Ewing, Andre Gilmore, Chris Holly, Dion Jefferson, Dathan Jones, Henry Kettler, Antoine Lister, Trevor Lockwood, Alex Martin, Cameron McCoy, Paul McDonald, Tamaris McWilliams, Montarius Moore, Antoine Nicholson, Palmer Nix, Misael Olivares, Dawson Powers, Dewan Ramirez, Holden Vega, and Zach Wilson. Honorees, please stand as your name is called. Remain standing until all are announced. Audience, please hold your applause till the end. Area qualifiers, Ricky Burns, Dion Earls, Darian Ewing, Andre Gilmore, Antoine Lister, Tamaris McWilliams, Montarius Moore, and Zach Wilson. Region qualifiers, Ricky Burns, Dion Earls, Darian Ewing, Andre Gilmore, Antoine Lister, Tamaris McWilliams, Montarius Moore, and Zach Wilson. State qualifiers, come to the stage to receive your certificate. Dion Earls, seventh in the triple jump. And Antoine Lister, fifth in the high jump. Honorees, come to the stage to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Jose Aguado. Yeah. Ed Poffel Coaches Awards go to Ricky Burns, Palmer Nix, and Dawson Powers. And the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Zach Wilson. Congratulations. And now, Cubette Softball. This season, the Cubettes had a record of 27-8, a district record of 11-3, district runners-up by district champions, area finalists. Head coach of the Cubettes, Jamie Maurer, assistant coaches Amy Chasinski, Kelly Baker, and Bridget Weiss. Junior varsity softball players, please stand. Varsity softball players, stand as your name is called. Macy Becker. Annie Cangelosi. Sally Cangelosi. Shay Harris. Ashley Hody. Destiny Interiano, Kelly Jordan, Brett Coring, Kat Marshall, Meg Morris, Autumn Pauler, Tyerica Preston, Hannah Schwartz, Maddie Weatherly, Jordan Wellman, and Sloan Wellman. Now, many of the Cubettes received post-district honors, but because of district rules, cannot be announced until the playoffs are over. Athletic honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called to receive your award. The Booster Club Award goes to Kelly Jordan. The Ed Poffel Coaches Awards go to Shay Harris, Ashley Hody, and Hannah Schwartz. The Most Valuable Defensive Player Award goes to Meg Morris. The Most Valuable Offensive Player Award goes to Kat Marshall. Thank you. and the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Annie Cangelosi. Congratulations. Baseball. The Cubs are 16-14 this year with a district record of 8-6 by district champions and area finalists. Head coach of the Cubs, Lanny Williams. Assistant coaches, Brian Harris, Trey Merrick, Chris Andreas, Michael Burrow, Noe Castellanos, and Michael Robbins. Video and statisticians come to the stage to receive your certificates. Will Korn, Gracie Westerfeld, and Jordan Williams. Members of the sophomore baseball team, please stand. Members of the junior varsity, please stand. Varsity players, stand as your name is announced. Dane Acker, Hunter Avila, Zach Barnes, Brock Bossy, Cameron Drain, Sam Gatner, Harper Groves, Kyle Gurka, Chandler Joswak, Marshall Coring, Dylan Lester, Tanner Little, Davion Lockett, Zach Marshall, Tristan Schwartz, Dylan Tieleman, Darvis Watson, and Eric Wellman. Now, many Cubs receive post-district honors, but because of district rules, they cannot be announced until all the district teams are out of the playoffs. Honorees, please come to the stage as your name is called. The Booster Club Award goes to Zach Barnes. And by the way, Zach also gets a special award because he mentioned in a post-game interview, Hawaiian Shirt Friday. Your Hawaiian shirt's coming in the mail. The Ed Pothel Coaches Awards go to Cameron Drain, Sam Gatner, Harper Groves, and Dylan Tieleman. The Big Stick Award goes to Chandler Joswak. The Golden Glove Award goes to Zach Marshall. The Most Valuable Player Award goes to Dylan Lester. At the end of each and every Brenham Cub baseball broadcast, Tommy Baseball and I name our KWHI John Breeden Star of the Game Award. And then at the end of the year, we vote on the Star of the Year. This year's John Breeden Star of the Year Award goes to Dylan Lester. And finally, the prestigious Justin Joswak Fighting Heart Award. The winners of this year's Justin Joswak Awards are Brock Bossy and Tanner Little. Congratulations. Once again, I do want to remind all the athletes that at the end of the night, we will be taking photos for your families, for the newspaper, and for the KWHI.com website. So everybody that receives an award needs to come up to the stage and we'll have pictures. Also, I've been asked to announce that a football team photo will be taken in the corner. So all members of the football team, a football team photo will be taken to the side immediately after the events. So football players, please assemble for a team photo after the awards. Now, on to our special awards of the evening. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Will the coaches and sponsors of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes please come forward? Stephen Puckett and Donna Williams. The goal of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is to see Brenham High School impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of athletes and coaches. The FCA award is given to an athlete who demonstrates outstanding Christian principles and leadership both on and off the playing field or court. This award is sponsored by the Brazos Valley Adult Fellowship of Christian Athletes chapter. This year's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Female Athlete of the Year Award goes to Hadley Webb. This year's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Male Athlete of the Year Award goes to Dylan Thielemann. Dylan, go there. Congratulations. The next award is the Premier Metal Buyers Sports Doc Above and Beyond Award. This award was created many years ago by my good friend Jerry Merton and has no real criteria. It just goes to somebody who truly goes above and beyond for the athletes and for the community. It has gone in the past to athletes, statisticians, coaches, boosters, athletic trainers, police officers. This year, the Premier Metal Buyers Sports Doc Above and Beyond Award goes to my friend, the Reverend Randy Wells. Reverend Wells is receiving this award because he's always there. And, Cubette basketball fans, you know why we're giving him this award. Because he's balling! Congratulations, Reverend. And now our final awards of the evening. The Owen Erickson Award is given each year to the outstanding senior male and female multi-sport athlete. To qualify, an individual must participate in two or more sports during his or her varsity career, maintain a grade point average of 2.0 or above, exhibit personal characteristics of leadership, desire, and attitude. The award is presented in honor of the outstanding coaching leadership offered by Owen Erickson at Brenham High School from 1943 to 1952 and is supported by his former athletes. This award is voted on by the coaches and by the media. This year's Owen Erickson Senior Female Athlete of the Year Award goes to Jordan Wellman. This year's Owen Erickson Male Athlete of the Year goes to Antoine Lister. Congratulations, Jordan and Antoine. Congratulations. Again, we do want to remind all athletes that won awards tonight to please come down to the front to have your pictures taken. Football players, a team picture is going to be taken over there a little later. Now, we want to invite all senior athletes. All athletes from the class of 2016, come on up to the stage to sing the alma mater. All the seniors, come on.
Tell you what, it might take a minute or so for all these seniors to get up on the stage. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors right after this on KWHI.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Are you living with everyday stress? Maybe you're an injured athlete or a weekend warrior. Let Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder of Performance Health and Wellness take care of your pain. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder integrates chiropractic care, physical medicine, rehabilitation, and massage to achieve optimum results for all types of injuries. Performance Health and Wellness, 306 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Call 979-451-9111. Visit online at phwbrenham.com.
Standards Home Health and Hospice, covering all of Central Texas, is your local hometown health care provider. Their experienced, reliable staff provides the highest quality care and the comfort and convenience of your home. And when you must make the decision for hospice care, Standards' compassionate and professional team is here for you and your family. Call 1-888-671-7007 for a free in-home consultation. That's 1-888-671-7007 for Standards Home Health and Hospice, raising the standards in health care.
Welcome back to the 2016 Brenham High School Athletic Awards Ceremony. Singing the alma mater here on KWHI. As it's going to bring things to a close here tonight for the Athletic Awards Banquet. And we're going to take another quick break here from our sponsors. Come back. I'll give you a quick wrap-up of things and know what's coming in the future. Back right after this on KWHI.
Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the Brenham High School Athletic Awards program. At Nathan's Barbecue, it ain't no fib about their rib. Nathan's Barbecue serves delicious barbecue plates, barbecue by the pound, or barbecue sandwiches, and delicious sides 7 days a week. Plus, if your mouth is watering for something other than barbecue, check out their lunch special served Monday through Friday from 11 till 2. Hurry to Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham.
Howdy, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. We are so fortunate to live in the Brazos and Colorado Valley areas. However, we have pests that invade our homes and businesses. Intech has been providing quality pest management services for over 17 years. We hope that our clients think of us as a member of their family. To secure your home from an existing problem or to keep problems from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611 or look us up online. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
And once again, congratulations to our winners this year, as we're going to be taking pictures here in just a moment. But once again, our winners this year, the Oney Erickson Athletic Award, Female Athlete of the Year, Jordan Wellman, and the Male Athlete of the Year, Antoine Lister. Also, the other awards that you'll see on our website, kwhi.com, coming up a little bit later on tomorrow. And, of course, coming up tomorrow evening at 5:35, the Brenham Sports Line with the Sports Talk Ed Pop with some of these winners as well. As this has been the Brenham Athletic Awards Banquet here on KWHI, and we thank you for joining us here this evening. A big thanks to the Sports Soccer MC for the night, House Back the Station, to keep us going throughout this evening. And again, you can see a complete list of all these winners and some pictures on our website, kwhi.com, coming up tomorrow. This has been the Brenham High School Athletic Awards Ceremony here on KWHI in Brenham. Have a great night, everybody.